Yevamos, Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation of the halacha that we had in the previous Mishnah, where Tchilas Bia, Soif Bia, is all the same, Legabe, the Kinyan HaYibum. V'chein Abo Al Achas Mikol Arayi Shabbat Torah, not Legabe Kinyan Yibum, but the Bia Asura, Legabe any Bia Asura, Oy Psulois, or anything that would the Torah defines as a Bia HaPoiseles. Kagoin. Almona l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedit. Of course, a grusha is deraisa, and a chalutza is derabonon. Chalutza being a grusha is only man-made. It's dumi digerishin. Mamzeres in the sinali Yisrael. These are not yisurim that are shaykh dafka to a koyin. Mamzeres in the sin is psul kol. Bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosin. A bas Yisrael also has an issur to be nivellus to a mamzer, to a nosin. All these cases, both mitzad her, mitzad him, psolo. The din is that the bia hapaiselas is betchilas habia, the same way the iser arayis with the chi of chorus, or the chi of misa, the chi of malchus, will all be on the tchilas bia. Of course, you have to point out that a mamzeres in a sino is not because the bia poslosom. A mamzeres in a sino, she's posl mitzad atzma. So that halacha would only be mitzad the iser shaboy. V'loy cholak ben bia lebia. There's no difference between the tchilas bia and the soif bia. So we have a few different ramifications of this, that tchilas bia is kesoif bia. One is legabe kinyan yibum. One is legabe the shem chiyuv on isure bia. The third one is on paslus lekahuna. And the fourth one is on paslus of a bas koyin who's nase zoyna, Ayidei being nivellus leposolo, that she becomes asura betruma. Those are the four nafkiminis of this definition. Mishnah Gimel. Almona lekoyin godel, grusha v'chalutza lekoyin hedyit. Almona lekoyin godel is a lav. Grusha v'chalutza lekoyin hedyit is also a lav. Again, chalutza is only midirabonon. Mina erisin lo yeichlu betruma. Here's a chiddush. L'chera, what should asa her, what should pasal her, is the bio. Doshtet, the Tanakama holds that the Erisin itself, since it was chal on her in Ishus HaPoiseles, that itself is a Sibah HaPoiseles. That means that a Bas Koyin, who's Mureses to any one of these, in any one of these relationships that's an Isser, is also Letruma. If we'd be talking about that she's married to a Koyin, so there her husband won't be Michael her Betruma. We're talking here where she has an egg in it, to be Eichel Betruma, Eichelas Betruma. The Shalah is only when she becomes Possel. Reb Lezev Reb Shimon Machshirin. Reb Lezev Reb Shimon hold that what makes a Chalolus, the Gemara Dashens V'lo Yichalol, that the Chilol of her and her children, right? Remember that a woman who's Nivellus, an Amon is Nivellus L'Kohen Gadol, is Possel. She's a Chalola, plus her children are Chalolim. So we dash in lo yichalol shnei chilulin echad lo ve'echad lazar, they work together. Same way lazar is obviously minabir, there's no children mino erisin. So the same thing is true legabi her. Nisarmelu oy nisgarshu. Minanasuin psulois. Even though she's not in the pasaling relationship anymore, she was already nivellus. Minho erisin ksheris toshteta chiddush. That even though the erisin pasals, it only pasals insofar that they're married to her. Avivite, the Oruz died. Let's say she was an Amona L'Kohen Gadol. L'Kohen Gadol died, Baruch Hashem, before being Oivein Aver, before living with her. So then she returns to her status as being a Ksheira. The Loshon L'Gemara, she's Mishtameres L'Bia Psulos. See, even though the Erisin is an Erisin, it's an Ishus that's Asura, the Ishus itself doesn't Asur, it's the fact that she's Mishtameres L'Bia, so if he's... If she becomes an almonis, and then she returns to her status.